It was Esther's baby shower.
Oh, great. Yeah. Everyone was there. Allison, Katie, Nancy, Karen, who has gained a little weight, by the way.
Stop it.
But anyway, it's too bad you couldn't make it. How's little Sammy?
Oh, he's fine. It was just a little fever, but he's feeling better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
I can't remember. It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? You'd think they'd know better. They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. For years, we have been fed the line that the spikes in gasoline prices are due to supply and demand and world events. Those lines of reasoning are wrong. You see, Californians pay too much for gasoline compared to the rest of the United States. It does not matter what the price of crude oil is, we always pay more.
One must realize that the oil companies control both the supply. The consumer's demand is a constant. It increases about 2% a year. So they know what demand's going to be. So it's how they turn the spigot, so to speak, as far as how much supply is in the marketplace. And that's what's driven California prices higher than the rest of the nation, is the oil company's ability to manipulate supply through their market power.
That's Dennis Dakota with the CSSARA. Oil companies always point out that Californians pay more per gallon due to the amount of tax that we pay. While this is true, if you adjust for taxes, we still pay about 30 cents more per gallon.
You have a situation where you have seven players in the marketplace that have equally about 15% market share, and there is no incentive for them to compete.
In addition, 85% of the gasoline sold in California is sold through stations that are locked into long-term contracts with oil companies, and they don't have the ability to shop for less expensive gasoline. Coming up at 4 p.m. today, we will look at what needs to be done to make California's gasoline market more competitive, increase supplies, and how conservation will play a big part. Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or check out our series online at quakeradio.com. Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
701 at 960 The Quake. And here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Walnut Creek, a big problem on 680 southbound at Treat. It's an injury accident. A truck on its side. Three left lanes are blocked. Emergency crews have swarmed. 242 backed all the way up to Highway 4, and it's going to be slow as molasses coming down to the 680-24 interchange. Again, it's 680 southbound at Treat. And while we're there, there's a crash just southbound on 242 near the Clayton Road off-ramp, it looks like. That was just into CHP. A crash on 101 southbound at Castania, outside of Petaluma, backed up from Washington Street with an injured crash there, and Bart's on time. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and one-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and one-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Find out about the changes you helped us make. Go to QuakeRadio.com and check out the new program lineup. It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake. Progressive Talk Radio.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
704 at 960 The Quake. Good morning from the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're here every weekday morning from 7 till 10, and we're at the Vitale all this week. There's some stuff going on back at the radio station, so we decided to camp out here for the week. You're always welcome to come see us. It's at the corner of Mission and the Embarcadero in San Francisco. My name is John Scott, former host of the Progressive News Hour.
Ow.
Stephanie Miller now
Ow.
Taking care of the 6 o'clock hour. And
Ow.
If it's all right with Will Durst and Willie Brown, take care of you guys for a while.
Looking forward to it.
I don't know how to do the program without hearing that lead-in.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll converse, and we'll talk to the folks, and we'll have a good time.
As a matter of fact, I had rehearsed over and over again how I could say, hey, John, what a great news hour. Of course, I didn't actually listen, but it was a good.
And I will
I
just
got
say,
the summary.
Hey, what a great
summary.
Show.
Yes, I got the summary.
Before we go any further, I should make a note. It's an honor to be with all of you, executive producer
sure.
Paul Wells and you and Will and Willie. For the first time in almost 10 years, I drove in to work, sharing the freeway with people. When I did the news hour, and all these last few years, I get up at 3:30 a.m. I never had to deal with traffic. This morning, to come to the Vitale for the first time in years and years and years, I can now read my traffic reports with an entirely new mindset.
Because there's toads out there, aren't there?
Terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
Will Durst, John needs to go back into training. We should send him to Playland where they have the bumper cars so that he gets the right training for doing the job of driving in.
Oh, and he was still there when it was nothing. There was nobody. It was zero. It was zilch. It was nada.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Until about 4 o'clock in the morning, you can't find anybody, including me. I've already made it home by then.
So we have a whole new appreciation for you who are in your car right now, making the battle, doing the bridge. That is a rough ride. So our goal and mission will be to educate you, entertain you, and inform you. We've got some good guests, stuff going on. How was your weekend, gentlemen?
My weekend was absolutely splendid. 49ers won 20-13 over the hated Rams, and it was not an accidental win. It was actually a dominance in the second half that defied description. You thought Fontana and Rice were back when Smith threw
to
Antonio
Bryant. Yeah.
It looked like Montana or Young to Rice.
Yeah. You got Montana to Rice, you got Young to Owens, and now you got Smith to Bryant.
Yeah.
It's a little early, you know, second game of the season. Although they keep beating up on the Rams. What is it? Two of their 5 wins last year were against the Rams?
That's part of what we do. We beat up the Rams, and because they're our natural rival. There are no teams in Los Angeles. And as you will recall, they originated in Los Angeles, then Anaheim, and now St. Louis. Either way, we nailed them. On the other hand, the Giants are not doing well.
No, they got to win out.
They
can't lose in the road trip. They can lose one game in the next 7. That's it.
But they have
7-2.
They've only won
0 on the road trip so far. They're 0-2. But yesterday got rained out, which will be played at the end of the year if it has playoff implications, which is a horror show. It's an awful awful.
But, you know, I counted that as a win yesterday.
Not losing.
We were doing so badly, we had scored a total of 5 runs. Oh. And the opposition has scored 20.
Well, it's all today, tomorrow, and Wednesday when we got Lowry, Kane, and Schmidt pitching. So if they can do it in Colorado, if they can't do it, then it's over. Then we look for next year. We sign Ray Durham to a 2-year contract.
But wait a minute. We got to worry about Sanchez. I had hoped he would pitch yesterday.
Hey, he's been pushed off till Friday.
Well, but that kid should be pitched tomorrow.
They're going to keep everybody in the regular rotation spot.
Well, everybody in the regular rotation spot's not performing. I mean, why continue to butt your head up against the wall?
I say put Matt Kane out there every day. That's what I say.
That's what Lou said.
Schmidt and Kane and pray for rain.
You remember that team? It was Boston, I think.
Yeah, it was Spahn and Sane and pray for rain.
Yeah, that's what they did.
That was a while ago.
And they did very well at it.
Were you able to see any of the news shows yesterday, the morning news shows, the public affairs
shows?
They
were terrible. They were terrible. Like on the first show, which was Meet the Press, they had the debate between the senator from Virginia and his Democratic opponent.
Webb and Warner.
Right, and it was clear that Webb...
No, Allen. Webb and Allen.
Webb and Allen, and Webb looked more like the senator than Warner did. Allen was just terrible. It was almost as if he was totally plastic. Well, that's so distant from where we are and what these people are about. And he absolutely lied, but not as effectively as Cheney. or did you make your decisions just to support Mr. Bush? No, I did not. Well, let me play you something. And it says, they played and said, oh, I'm doing this to be
supporting the president.
Well,
yes.
Well, no, I meant the country. I didn't mean the president. I was thinking about the country when I said that. I just called it the president.
And it's interesting because this Webb guy is wearing combat boots because his kid is over in Iraq. So he's wearing combat boots, and someone said, well, isn't that a little, you know, histrionic? Isn't that a little melodramatic? And he says, well, Allen keeps wearing cowboy boots. There's no cows in Virginia. So the whole race is cowboy boots versus combat boots.
But Webb was
Secretary of Navy under Reagan, right?
But he was so good, he kept referring every time he'd anchor his comments, or many times, in what his kid had just said to him by email. A text message from Iraq. He said, oh, you may have been there, but my kid's there every day. He is being shot at. You have no idea what you're talking about. Let me tell you what my kid says. He was on the case. And then, of course, they had John McCain. I'm becoming sick and tired of John McCain. I really am. I mean, that strange-looking guy who looks still like he's just been released from prison.
Why does he want to run for president?
Not only that, why does he keep BSing the country about how different he is and how upfront he is? And this morning, he and those other two guys, Lindsey Graham and Bill Warner, are selling out to the president. They said, you know, our opposition...
They're compromising?
Yes. What they said was, our opposition was, we didn't want to change any of the Geneva Conventions. You can do anything you want to, as long as you don't say you're changing... For the convenience of the CIA, the Geneva Convention. So Bush said this morning, hey, not a problem. I'll tell them at the UN. We're not going to have every country deciding with their intelligence services on what the rules and regulations ought to be. And so they're going to announce a compromise. They will announce a compromise.
In time for Bush to address the General Assembly.
He's doing that this morning, by the way. And I'm going to New York tomorrow, as you know. I'm going to tonight, and I'll be there tomorrow. 90 world leaders are gathering in New York. I am not one of the 90 world leaders gathering in New York. I don't want anybody to assume that. I'm going there. But New York is totally and completely sold out. I'm literally living at the Y.
Oh, my God.
No.
Not literally.
But it's pretty close because
if you have space in New York, if someone has has a retirement, what do you call it?
A shelter.
Yeah, a paid mall. Please call Willie Brown here.
And
keeping
I'm
it real with Willie at 960 The Quake.
And I'm willing to do a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, he'll pay you up front.
One hotel told me $1,600 a night.
Oh, get the hell
out
of here!
They bumped the prices for a suite. $1,600 a night. Isn't that unbelievable?
I know a place, the Days Inn, on 8th Avenue. It's clean. And I think I can get you in there for $1.29.
I'm already in.
All right. You're paying more than a buck 29.
I'm covered. You know, in New York, you know, the hookers provide.
you can rent the whole deal.
You will be.
You can rent the whole deal.
We're going to have you all week, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be on the air from New York.
Simulcasting
Tuesday,
from Rocket
Wednesday,
Brothers.
And Thursday.
Uh-huh. And you're back on Friday. I'm back on Friday.
As a matter of fact, I will get back here early enough, I think. I think I got some kind of a speech or something Thursday night. Where I'm kind of representing the station. But I'll be back in time to do that. I'll be back in time to see how... And we will cover Bush live from the UN. I'll see if I can't get some daily updates, because I will be able to get up at 10 o'clock in the morning and go to work versus you having still become at 7.
No, you're living right, Willie. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're at the Hotel Vitale, admission to the Embarcadero in San Francisco. Our number is 866-960-KQKE. Coming up in the next couple of minutes, author Greg Pallas. Later on, the woman who wants Nancy Pelosi's job. And we'll talk about the new fall season. We have a new lineup on The Quake. It begins today, and we'll share a few moments with Big Ed Schultz. It's all coming up on 960 The Quake. And here's the latest traffic on 960 The Quake. We've got a dreadful series of problems around the 680-24 interchange and on the approaches to it. Here's what's going on. 242 southbound at Concord Avenue. Crash there. 680 southbound at Treat. Sig alert. Three cars just got cleared out of the left lane, and it's backed up all the way to 242 and up into 4. And then at the 680-24 interchange, right past 24, we've got a motorcycle down. You might want to use Contra Costa Boulevard as an alternate around it. It is a dreadful mess through there. A couple other problems. 580 eastbound before MacArthur. Two cars blocking the left lane. And our Sonoma County problem. 101 southbound at Castaneda. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit QuakeRadio.com.
Ever dream of going from 0 to 60? Where would you go fast? Get behind the wheel of the new 2006 Mitsubishi Eclipse GT from East Bay Mitsubishi and feel the thrill. That 263-horsepower engine, it's yours with 60 monthly payments of $1,667 per 1,000 finance at 0% APR. This offer is going fast. The new East Bay Mitsubishi at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi, driven to thrill.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout, although they weren't called timeouts back then. This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew. And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at crutchfield.com.
The new fall season is on, and the Al Franken Show is now on live right after Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
718 at 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Thanks for joining us. Hope you had a nice weekend. Greg Palast is supposed to join us in the next couple of minutes. We got his voicemail. He's probably in the shower, so we'll catch up with him in a couple of minutes. Will, you mentioned something to me during the break that... You were looking at some new polling numbers for filling.
Yeah, I was in Maturin Ross today, and it was devastating. They said the polls between Schwarzenegger and Angelides have widened to 20%. There's a 20% gap, and Angelides' approval rating is lower than Bush's by 6% in the state of California.
That's a bad poll.
It really is. That's a bad result.
Well, it's a bad result. But it's also a bad poll. I don't place any real great credence in that poll. I know my friend Phil and Andy. I had lunch with them, and you know they were talking generally about that. But I don't think you can lose by 20 points.
As a Democrat in the state of California.
That's right. Even if you're Angelides.
Charlie Manson, running as a Democrat, could actually come within 20 points.
Oh, no. He'd do better than that.
Okay, here's something for you guys. So Angelides is not doing well. We have called him out as not doing well. We get some flack through emails and some callers that say, you got to stand behind this guy, right or wrong. He's our candidate. He's the guy that's got to win. He's in trouble. The fact of the matter is, he's probably not going to win this election unless Schwarzenegger goofs up on his own, which is, he's still got plenty of time to blow it. But how do you feel progressives' responsibility is to back this guy? And do we sound like a bunch of Kool-Aid drinkers?
No, I don't think you're exactly a Kool-Aid drinker when you go for your candidate and go for your party's choice. I do think, however, that it becomes one of an absence of enthusiasm when things like a health benefits bill is put out there for universal health care, and the first voice you hear in opposition to it is your candidate. That really dampens your enthusiasm for supporting him. And so then the alternative candidate, i.e. the governor, comes up late and says, you know, I'm doing what Mr. Angelides recommended, which is in many ways, it's essentially what the governor has been doing. The governor learned a major lesson last fall, when Democrats really took him apart, generally, with all of their allies around those multiple substantive issues. Lo and behold, he now is more of a Democrat on an aggressive basis for those particular issues, high profile, than Mr. Angelides. So it becomes real difficult.
He's providing cover for Angelides. I mean, Angelides is providing cover for Schwarzenegger.
That is correct, and Schwarzenegger is dressed in a better package.
And Schwarzenegger's going out there and taking the lead on a lot of Democratic issues, like the environment. He's calling himself, and Angelides hasn't been able to distinguish himself.
And what you cannot do in this business, Will, is you can't, if even though it may be your opponent who's snatching it, you can't object to the snatching. You've got to embrace the results. The Republicans had to do that with Clinton. If you remember, Clinton said, I intend to eliminate welfare as we know it.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton went crazy. All the Democrats went crazy. His relative, Mr. Kennedy, went crazy. You can't do that. Welfare is an entitlement. It's the bottom line. It's the safety net. And, of course, Clinton ripped it right out of the heart of contract with America.
Well, it's the same thing that Bush did when he became the education candidate, which is patently ridiculous.
No Bush Child Left Behind.
Yes.
Came out of Bush.
And he calls himself the environmentalist. He's an oil man. An environmental oil man is like a vegetarian butcher. I mean, but he was ripping total issues. Democratic, and these are baseline Democratic issues. These are rock, firm, foundation. These are the reasons that there are Democrats, education and the environment, and they weren't able to wrest it away from them.
But let me tell you, in part why Mr. Matera and Mr. Ross are accurate and correct, I went to the American Veterans of Comedy event on Saturday night.
Oh, how was that? The Ronnie Shaw thing with Carol Channing?
Never a reference to the Schwarzenegger-Angelides race. Five comics, including Carol Channon, Ronnie Schell, and I think
Tom Amiano
and two other people. Never was there any great reference to the Terminator and his opponent.
How about Bush?
A couple of references to Bush, but it was not as political. It was subject matter political. They really talked about all kinds of things, like the gay issue. They talked about the education issue. They talked about the health care issue. They talked about all of the pornography issues. They talked about all of those issues, but seldom, if ever, did they link it to a particular candidate until they got around to introducing me. And then they want to link everything.
724 at 960 The Quake. We'll take some calls from you later on this morning. If you'd like to weigh in, maybe give us the new Angelia's campaign slogan, or if you can inject some thoughts or ideas of how he might be able to gain some traction, because he's clearly sliding around on the gravel now. 724 at 960 The Quake. Greg Palast is on the phone, gentlemen. He was kind enough to hop out of the shower and hop on the phone with us, the author of the bestseller Armed Madhouse and a frequent guest on this broadcast. Greg Palast, you're on with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, glad to be with you. I want to correct one thing. It's not No Child Left Behind. It's No Child Behind Left. Is the
or No Child Left Standing.
You know, let's get. And by the way, you know, I actually resigned my post as a county Democratic county committee man when Clinton signed that the so-called welfare reform. So you know, we don't need Democrats to do that to us.
Well, he did it, and obviously it blunted the attack upon him for his not leaving any intern behind.
Greg Palast, you are in trouble. You have been charged with journalism. We actually, you're not familiar with our show that much, but last week we read this story. But this is a story about you taping Katrina oriented. You were down there. There was a refugee camp. You videotaped it from behind, not from the inside, but from behind, and you got in trouble for that. What happened?
It's 73,000 people are still living in these kind of Guantanamos on wheels, New Orleans refugees, in these trailer parks that FEMA has set up. You know, basically, they ain't coming back. They're not going to let these people back into the city. And I don't need to tell you who they are. I mean, 73,000 people, elderly, poor, African-American, in other words, otherwise known as Democrats, they ain't going to be allowed back in. I was filming this detention center. I mean, surrounded by barbed wire. You know, they had everything but the orange suits there. And, see, FEMA is now part of, it doesn't bother with earthquakes in California, hurricanes in New Orleans. It's part of the war on terror, homeland security or fatherland security, whatever they call it this week.
Where is this place?
Well, it's in the middle of absolute nowhere, bunghole Louisiana somewhere, and it's right near the Exxon refinery, too far away for over 100 miles for people to get back to any of their jobs in New Orleans. Almost everyone, after all, was working, despite them being poor. This is working poor. And so they're stuck in this kind of parking lot surrounded by barbed wire right near the Exxon, the gigantic Baton Rouge refinery, which is, you know, like one of the, you know, just pouring out this filth and muck and other. And I filmed this, the trailer park encampment, and the Exxon refinery, showing what these people were sucking, these young people, elderly, were sucking up. And I got nailed. I had a criminal charge. I had criminal charge brought against me and my producer.
For what?
For
unauthorized taping?
Filming a critical infrastructure. Critical infrastructure.
The internment camp or the refinery?
And well, both. But the main thing was the refinery, because that is our second largest in America. And Osama could take a look at the pictures and say, oh, my God, there's a refinery in Louisiana. And so I was hit with a federal criminal charge war on terror charges, terrorism charges, basically, for filming critical infrastructure. And I said, well, you know, I no longer send my photos to Al-Qaeda, because if you want a really nice picture of the refinery, just go to Google Maps, and it will give you detailed satellite photos of every single structure. I'm not kidding you. Go to Google Maps, you'll get every single structure there. And if you go to the government website, they'll give you all the coordinates so you can target the place if you need to. It literally gives it, you know, foot by foot what's on the property. So, but basically what they didn't like, the real threat was the threat not to national security, but the image security of Exxon and the Department of Homeland Security and the Bush administration. That's what they are trying to prevent us filming.
Greg Palast, you got to keep us up on this, man. You got to keep giving us updates and find out what's going on here.
Well, they're backing off on the charges, but I got to tell you, the problem with this stuff is that it makes it once again very difficult for me to put this stuff on U.S. TV.
Now, you can read more about Greg's journey and his tribulations at his website, gregpalast.com. Thanks for being on the broadcast.
Hey, Willie, you got it.
Mr. Palast, all right. 729 at 960 The Quake. It's a whole new season, a whole new lineup. It's at quakeradio.com. We'll discuss further with Ed Schultz later on 960 The Quake. Seven 30, time for traffic. Walnut Creek, 680 southbound at the 24 interchanges, a disaster. 680 southbound coming up from 242 and Highway 4, also dreadful, with a whole bunch of different accidents. Car and a motorcycle crash now on 4 westbound, just after Willow Pass, so you've got some quite difficulty getting down to the 680 24 interchange. Once you get past all that mess, it'll be okay. San Pablo, 80 eastbound before El Portal, originally reported as a stall, it's turned into a crash, so a car out of gas got hit by someone. Rough. The ambulance is on the scene taking care of it. At the Baybridge Toll Plaza, the metering lights are on, backed up to the maze, and 55 BART trains on time. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website at quakeradio.com. CNN headlines at the bottom of the hour, and then more. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Well, once I start smoking every day...
I'm Bill Caiaccio. A man's under arrest for ramming his SUV into a barricade at the U.S. Capitol building.
He came in at a high rate of speed, said one eyewitness, while the gate was open for construction vehicles to come in.
CNN's Paul Corson, the Capitol had to be shut down for a while this morning. The crew of the International Space Station is doing fine after a chemical leak. The astronauts had to pull an alarm and put on protective gear because of a bad smell. Space Shuttle Atlantis has already left the space station. It's due to land on Wednesday. Federal health officials are still trying to find the source of bad spinach.
At this point, our knowledge of specifically where the product is actually originating or where the contamination is occurring is still unknown to us.
Dr. Robert Brackett with the Food and Drug Administration says so far over 100 people have gotten sick in 19 states. One death is blamed on the E. coli outbreak. This is CNN Radio. There is shock and fear at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh after the shooting of 5 basketball players.
3 of the 5 students injured in this shooting are still in the hospital this morning. The most critically wounded player happens to be a cousin of former Houston Rockets star Hakeem Olajuwon.
CNN's Alina Cho says there's extra security on campus as police look for a suspect. You can call it the text message rescue. The mother of a 14-year-old girl kidnapped 10 days ago says she's glad to have her daughter home. The girl managed to get a text message to her mother while being held in an underground bunker. The Taliban claims it's responsible for an attack on NATO troops in southern Afghanistan today. 4 Canadian soldiers have been killed. Muslims around the world are reacting with anger to Pope Benedict's comments about Islam. Hundreds have demonstrated in Basra, burning an effigy of the Pope along with the Vatican and U.S. flags. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
MetroPCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to MetroPCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. MetroPCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake. I'm Big Ed Schultz, and we're now live in the Bay Area every weekday from noon to 3 on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
7:35 at 9:60, The Quake. It's day one of our new fall season. We'll let you in on a couple of little secrets. Al Franken is live. You can call his show. You can listen to his show completely live from 10 till noon. Big Ed Schultz, completely live. You can call his show. He's on.
Completely live.
Completely live.
As opposed to partially live.
He's on from noon to 3. Randy Rhodes to take care of 3 to 6. And by popular demand, the Tom Hartman program debuts 5 nights a week on 9:60, The Quake. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight. You can take a look at the whole new program lineup at our website at quakeradio.com. We'll have Ed Schultz here in a little while to talk about his new live program. And Chrissy Kiefer, who's running against Nancy Pelosi for a congressional seat, will stop by for a most interesting visit in just a few minutes. Gentlemen, earlier we were discussing the Phil Angelides problem. The campaign is not picking up steam. It's losing traction. Schwarzenegger seems to be one-upping him, very much more like what Bill Clinton did to drive the Republicans crazy. He would co-opt some themes and do some things, and they were helpless to stop him. So we'd like to see what you think about it. Our number is 866-960-KQKE, 866-960-5753. Give us a call and see if you can tell us, is it right to criticize him? Should we just stand in line and be the message machine? The Republicans would be the message machine, after all. What do you guys think about it?
I don't think we should just stand. I mean, we're just here. We're looking at it. It's from our perspective. We're not saying if it's right or if it's wrong. We're just telling you what we see.
Well, but that's part of what you do as a journalist
journalist? I'm a journalist?
Yes, you are, Will.
Cool.
I'm sorry to tell you that. And many people connected with journalism are sorry to hear that as well. That's what they told me over the weekend at a joint. I said, you're not a journalist. He said, what's your position on this particular candidate? I said, are you kidding me? My man, I'm a journalist. He said, come on, Willie Brown. Stop moonlighting. You know you're no journalist. You're not objective. You would do this. And so I said, yeah, but that's being a journalist.
Hiding behind the feign of journalistic
free
impartiality.
Speech. Free speech. You're entitled to that.
As free speech is very expensive.
It could be. Right. It could be. And if you end up going to jail for it, I can see it now. Will Durst, what's your source? Which do
I'm
you want?
I'm not going to tell you my source.
And if to see Willie Brown, which is your source? Who do you want?
Up front, who do you want?
Yeah, we may not have Osama bin Laden, but at least Greg Anderson, Barry Bonds, trainers in jail. There you go. And now we get our priorities right.
How about Frank Thomas? I mean, how many times can you hit a home run? This guy hits one every day. Questions are going to be raised about him.
When do they give out the comeback year, player of the year award? When do they give that stuff out?
At the end of the...
Is it at the end of the season?
Yeah.
Because I think he's got it locked up.
I think so, too. On my machine yesterday was a message from Dusty Baker, believe it or not.
No,
yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. I'm going to be out there fishing in about 2 weeks. That's what he said. He called me back. Call me back at this number for the next 2 weeks, and then I'll be home. It was good to hear from him, because every year we get together after the season is over, if he's not in the playoffs. Sometimes during the month of October, we'll have Joe Montana, Harrison Barden, and Ronnie Lott, Baker, and Brown. We always have food together.
Oh, cool.
Usually in the window at North Beach. We used to spend the afternoon, and each of us talk about our years of performing in the world of professional sports and what have you.
So your soliloquies are a little short.
Texas Hold'em. Texas Hold'em. Texas Hold'em. My records will never be matched, period. My records will never be matched.
In Texas Hold'em.
But you know what there is?
Because you held it in Texas.
There's a great athlete, though, living in the San Francisco Bay Area, whose records have not yet been broken. Michael Johnson. You remember the great track star?
Yes.
Yes, and he's a coach now and what have you. And he said, I think it was Sunday or so, just a couple of days ago, he saw this little kid. His kids go to school over the Marin Country Day, and he saw this little kid, 5-year-old, racing across the turf, or just racing across the turf. He ran over and he asked somebody, "Who is that little kid? Where did that little kid get that kind of stride and what have you?" And they told him who the little kid was, not related to me. He goes over and he says to the latest handling little kid, "Listen, this little kid has great potential as a runner. Her legs are long, et cetera, et cetera. Whose little kid is she?" And, of course, the lady finally said, and said, "Well, we'll be checking for steroids."
740 at 960 quick.
Kid.
The Angelides campaign may need a shot of something to get some momentum. We have a couple of phone calls. Let's say good morning to Gene from Los Altos with a solution, perhaps, for the Angelides problem. Gene, you're on with Will and Willie. Good morning.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Will, Willie, and John Scott.
All right. Hello. You're talking about Angelides. His train is never even going to whistle.
You have to come near the station to whistle, right?
What I don't understand about the Democrats is none of them, from Washington all across the country, none of them are speaking up on Democratic principles. And they just don't talk. They seem to wait for something else to happen all the time.
Ms. Jean, what are the Democratic principles that you're speaking of?
Oh, I'm talking about taxation, so you can see how much money is being spent instead of having it hidden from you by borrowing. I'm talking about standing behind the working man so that everybody in the country has an equal chance, a level playing field. I'm talking about single-payer health care.
Well, every one of those.
Oh, and one other I'd like to throw in while I've got the opportunity. Truth in advertising for the politicians.
Oh, my God. You're going to ruin my whole career.
That's revolutionary.
Yes. Ms. Jean, you come forward with some good ideas that Democrats really ought to listen to, because they are the core issues and the core, and they're the foundation of being a Democrat. Period. And to the extent that those aren't used as a shield, it causes us to be in real trouble.
Yeah, but single-payer health care is a real problem for Democrats. Every time they bring it up, suddenly the Republicans go, "Yes, and brought to you by the same people that brought you the DMV, only now with shared care."
Well, we just had that measure put before Mr. Schwarzenegger, and he just... you know, he just said no to it. And it was only because Angelitas, I suspect,
had said no.
If Angelitas had said yes, we'd have single payer in the state of California today.
It's 743 at 960 The Quake. 866-960-KQKE is our phone number. Let's say good morning to Jeff in San Francisco. He's got a take on the governor. Jeff, you're on The Quake.
Hello. First, I'd like to say I'm with pen and pencil in hand listening to Willie Brown, and from wherever side of the aisle you are, I feel like I have a master's degree in politics after what listening for many months.
Well, thank you, man.
In terms of...
He's beaming. You should see him.
In terms of the governor, one thing that especially of interest to me is that the governor has reached out to the African-American community very strongly, and that's very un-Republican-like. And unfortunately, in this case in California, it's very undemocratic-like with Andrew. He has not reached out. And I wonder what the African-American power base would look like if an increase in voter turnout for Schwarzenegger, what that would look like at the end of the election. Would that affect Willie Brown? Do you think that would change the landscape in terms of African-American political influence? If they were to cross over in large numbers.
Oh, absolutely. What would occur is that African Americans have been the anchor tenants for Democratic operations and Democratic success stories for many years, and they've been usually taken for granted. They've been usually addressed only at the last minute because they know that African Americans are not going any other place. Republicans have so rejected any advocacy on behalf of African Americans, and they only have provided occasional symbols like J.C. Watt and others. Now, however, there is the opportunity, and Mr. Schwarzenegger has taken full advantage of it, for a Republican to do what Lincoln did more than 100 years ago, and that is afford African Americans the opportunity for full participation, which is what Lincoln had in mind. If the Republicans would do that, you'd find far more Democrats switching if they are black than probably any other unit. Schwarzenegger understands that, and he's doing it. If the Democrats understood it, they could be competitive. Until they do that, they're not going to be competitive. And that's one of the reasons Angelitas is in what you call limbo.
That's a good take, Willie. 745 at 960 The Quake. In just a few minutes, where are your phone calls? At 866-960-KQKE, whatever is on your mind. This morning, you drive us, and we'll ride along with you. Chrissy Kiefer, she's running for the Nancy Pelosi seat in Congress. She's a Green. And she'll be up after 8 o'clock. We'll check traffic momentarily. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. ...746 and traffic for westbound, just after Willow Pass Road, bad accident. 680 southbound, bad accident on Treat. 680 southbound at the 24 interchange, a motorcycle, bad accident. Traffic is bad. 580 eastbound before MacArthur, two car crashes cleared off the roadway. Still a little sluggish pass there. Coming up the Bay Bridge, metering lights are on. Upper deck looks okay, it's moving, but the backup is into the maze. No problems reported coming in to San Francisco. BART has 59 trains on time. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just stop by QuakeRadio.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th annual Exotic Erotic Ball. October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right. The world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend. Featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy. Plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and fancy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Turns out he doesn't believe in either evolution or the Geneva Convention. Apparently, he just assumed getting his version of military tribunal reform passed before the election was going to be a slam dunk from a stepladder. But it turns out that there's still a couple of conservatives with a conscience hanging around. And he's been confronted this time, not by obstructionist Democrats who regularly quiver in their frilly underwear when not sitting down to pee, but rather conservatives who claim if this bill passes, it will endanger our troops. Ha! Wonder how it feels to have that slap back at your face. And leading the charge is somebody who not only has actually seen combat, but also capture and torture. And the president's theoretical approach doesn't really compare to John McCain's practical experience. Our torture stance is very simple. We don't torture people. Never have, never will. We just don't want to rule it out. We would never torture prisoners. We might engage in what is euphemistically known as enhanced interrogation techniques. So those car battery cables attached to your nipples, those aren't torture devices. They're portable energy amplifiers. And I'm Will Durst, and that's your Burst of Durst for today. But now you tell me they're going to compromise.
They are going to compromise, and Mr. Bush is at the UN today to give the speech to the other world leaders. And I can see it now. There are no interpreters capable of being able to convey in any other language what he says. Because his words do not mean the same thing they mean in the dictionary,
oh, man,
in normal English.
So
I can see it now, yeah. I can see it now. Some guy in, you know, Indonesia saying, what did he say?
Same thing that people in Iowa
no,
say.
He doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean that. So if they will do it, you know, the way that my interpreter, when I was running for mayor in Chinatown, to these Mongolian Chinese, I had an interpreter who would give what we wanted, to, you know, the speech we needed to give, and not the one that I was necessarily given.
And also, yeah. Your interpreter interpreted Mr. Amiano's comments.
Yeah, my interpreter did the appropriate editing of his comments so as not to offend the listeners.
Did you hear this? Amiano and Willie are having a debate, but Amiano doesn't bring his own interpreter, so he uses Willie's interpreter. So Willie,
I offered him my interpreter.
Interprets Tom Amiano's comments to the Chinese audience. They're laughing, and Tom has no idea what's going on.
Oh no, he enjoys getting the laughs. He thinks that this is for league.
You know, that's why I love you, because you think about those things, and Amiano doesn't think about those things.
I was being real generous.
He was my
The guy was on my payroll. I said, it's perfectly all right. You know, he's available when I'm not speaking. And it was actually a woman. She did just a great job. I walked out of there with every Chinese vote in the place. Every single Chinese vote in the place.
753 960 The Quake. I just watched an old episode of The West Wing where they had the live debate, Jimmy Smits and Alan Alda. And it was incredible, this show. It was like watching a real presidential debate. And what was interesting is that they broke the format and just started freewheeling with each other. It was extremely well done television. But
they taped it live.
And they taped it live. Angelidis and Schwarzenegger are going to debate during a Major League Baseball playoff game. And they're going to sit down.
We don't know about that. It's October 6th or 7th.
Saturday
the 7th. Yeah. At 6 p.m. when no one's watching TV, and it'll be too late to be carried in the Sunday morning papers. It's very clever.
And the Schwarzenegger campaign made all the rules, Willie. They had their own interpreter. Angelidis said, okay, we'll do it your way.
Well, no, Angelidis didn't want to debate at all unless they agreed that they'd do it standing. He wanted to show how much taller he is than the Terminator. And the Terminator, of course, being the big dog in the show, he's really the attraction. Nobody's going to be watching Phil necessarily.
The Terminators had 30 years of Hollywood's best makeup people go over his face and sculpt it and create this look that has become classical. 30 years he's been in the movies. And every time he had another makeup person fine-tune a little something, you see how his hair got perfect over a certain amount of years, how his chin's kind of grown out, how his forehead is a lot clean. 30 years, and Angelidis looks like a chicken.
Well, you understand now, with HDTV, with HDTV or whatever that enhanced version of TV, you now, all of your defects are enhanced as well. And so now you really have to have your makeup really well done. That's why you no longer see me on TV. They can't do anything about my problem.
Some of those news anchors are not going to be able to get away with that spackle that they've been using as makeup.
Oh, no, not anymore. Yeah. Not anymore. I've been invited to come to that event. As a matter of fact, the Broadcasters Association. I think I mentioned it to you. To the debate. I don't think so. I think there's a funeral on the same night.
And
it'll be far more exciting.
There's no funeral.
Okay, now, do you think campaigns fuss about this too much? About the rules, who stands, who sits at the podium? Do you think they fuss too much that people really don't notice that sort of thing, like who's the taller guy? Do you think inside stuff?
All of the times they do to measure how best to contact the voters, all those things have been built into it. They say that the taller of the two persons, the taller person can kind of look down on the other person. They say the person that has a friendly relationship with the camera. You know, not all people have a friendly relationship with these video cameras. It's just terrible. I feel sorry for people who don't have that relationship with the video cameras. Unless, you know, we could get these cameras to do the funhouse thing where it slims you down when you're a little bit too wide, you know, that Keating Couric thing. Yes, that whole bit. Yeah, the Keating Couric thing. Yeah, the sculpturing process. And so, yes, John, those things are very, very, very important.
You have to have eye contact with the camera. You can't jerk around. You can't move your hands because it exaggerates all of your movements. That's why you see people sit dead still when they're on television.
And the worst thing, you can do is just kind of get a glance at your watch. I mean, nothing was worse for old man Bush than when he was debating. Yeah, he's debating Clinton, and they're on those stools. You remember? They were sitting on those stools. And Clinton, being the actor that he is engaging in the audience. Because all Clinton ever did was exactly what you're supposed to. He spotted the most interesting person to talk to, and he spoke only to that person. Usually it was some woman. But he spoke only to that person. He didn't talk to anybody else. Well, old man Bush couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. He kept looking at his watch, and every time they I like that.
He only looked at his watch once, but the camera caught it.
And kept replaying it over and over.
They replayed it over and over and over in all the news stories. And he just looked like, you know, what do you got to go to that's more important than a presidential debate?
He had to go to a supermarket checkout to learn about scanners.
see, now that's another myth, too, because the scanner that he was looking at read broken barcodes. It was like this super-duper scanner, and that's why he was, you know, you could have a barcode that was all screwed up, it was scraped, and it was peeled away, and that's what he was showing excitement for, but the idea, the perception, was that he was so disconnected from ordinary life. And it was an apocryphal story that he didn't, oh, look at the scanner. No, it was actually a super-duper scanner that put things together.
How about the guy this morning who's selling spinach? There's a guy selling spinach today. He says, hey, you know, my spinach, I raised in the Rio Grande, and there's no such thing as a problem with this particular spinach. And they said, why isn't it selling? I don't know.
My baby spinach has been breastfed.
That's the spinach that's bad, by the way. It's the spinach that was organically grown down here in the Salinas Valley.
That's right. Give me preservatives, damn it.
Good stuff. It's 7:58 at 9:60 The Quake. If you're a Green, we'd like to hear from you. Chrissy Keeper running for Nancy Pelosi's seat in the Senate and in Congress. Coming up next on 9:60 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The U.S. Capitol is reopened after a man broke through security this morning. CNN's Dick Giuliano reports the man armed with a handgun made it into the building.
A man at the wheel of a small light truck crashed through a security barricade at the U.S. Capitol and dashed into the building before being arrested. Capitol Police shut down the Capitol complex as they conducted a security sweep and an investigation. For a short while, lawmakers and their staffs were told to remain inside their offices. Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
A South Carolina man's in custody on suspicion of kidnapping a teenage girl and holding her in an underground bunker for 10 days. Authorities say she used a cell phone to send a text message to her mother when her abductor fell asleep, and authorities were able to track the call. They say the suspect lived near the girl's home. President Bush prepares for a speech tomorrow to the UN. CNN's Gary Baumgarten reports the president will spend several days in New York for some international diplomacy.
Well, Jimmy arrives today and leaves on Wednesday. In his address to the General Assembly, he's expected to talk about peace efforts in the Middle East, the nuclear standoff with Iran, and the worsening situation in Darfur. But before and after that speech, he'll be meeting with six heads of state, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, and Palestinian President Abbas. But it's not all diplomacy. Tonight, he headlines a GOP fundraiser in New York. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
A bad-smelling vapor leaked aboard the space station this morning. The astronauts put on protective gear as a precaution. NASA's Mike Sofradini says the situation is under control.
Some sort of a leak of potassium hydroxide, KOH, that's coming out of the O2 vent. We have shut down the electron and cleaned up the spill. The situation is stabilized.
And NASA says the situation is not dangerous. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Morning, it's 8:02 at 960 The Quake, and traffic in the Bay Area is bad in the East Bay. 242, 4 westbound, 680 southbound down to the 24 interchange. If you're driving on any of those spots, you're going to see it extremely slow. There were 4 different accidents within the last hour. Most of them have been cleaned up, but you're going to have residual block and slow. 80 eastbound before El Portal. Originally reported as a stall. Well, it was a stall, then a car hit it. Ambulance is on scene, and it's slow past there. And Bart's running 59 trains on time. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge toll plaza backup to the foot of the maze. Upper deck traffic into San Francisco is slow, but moving a little bit. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
MetroPCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, no, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to MetroPCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. MetroPCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
960 The Quake, Al Franken, indeed. Live from 10 until noon, Big Ed Schultz, live. You can call his show from the Bay Area from noon till 3. We have a whole new lineup today. Tom Hartman joins the Quake lineup Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. Randy Rhodes take care of afternoons. And you can find out the whole program schedule and the lineup at quakeradio.com. Just click on the schedule page. We'll discuss Ed Schultz's new live show in the Bay Area when Big Eddie joins us just after 9 o'clock. It's 8:05 at 960 The Quake. Chrissy Keefe for now, our guest. She's a green. And if you're a green, we'd like to hear from you at 866-960-KQKE. Your candidate needs your support. She's taking on a formidable candidate in the 8th District, Nancy Pelosi. You can find out more about Chrissy at Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y, forcongress.com. Ms. Kiefer, good morning.
Will Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, and you're being outspent 40-1 by Ms. Pelosi. Do you have any chance to win, Ms. Chrissy Keefer?
Well, I think Ms. Pelosi actually has more money, but as far as I can tell, she hasn't spent anything. She hasn't really campaigned here in 20 years, nor has she done a debate. So my posters are up. I've passed out thousands of cards all over the city. I've talked to hundreds of voters, and I don't think Ms. Pelosi has actually talked to anybody or even sent out a mailing at this point, so I don't know what she's doing with that money.
Chrissy, tell us about your qualifications. Tell us the background, yeah, et cetera, and what would call voters to think maybe you could do a better job in Congress?
Well, yeah. I am an artist, an activist, and a mother. I have lived in San Francisco for the last 20 years. I've been performing here since 1975. I have.
What's the nature of the performance?
I run a dance company called the Dance Brigade and a dance center at 24th and Mission called Dance Mission Theater. And I oversee 400 children and 300 adults and 40 teachers. And I have a full theater. And I've done hundreds of performances all over the United States and Europe and Latin America. America, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for progressive movements all over the world. I've raised a lot of money for Casa El Salvador, Nicaragua, Chile. I've done a lot of work in solidarity with the black community. I've worked in a collective. I've worked in a partnership. And I'm a sole proprietor of a business. So I've like worked in lots of different formations. And as well, Mrs. Pelosi, before she became a congressperson, she was just a member of the DCC and a housewife. She didn't have any real political experience.
Housewife and a mother.
And a mother.
Of several children.
Four children. She's four children, yeah.
And a grandmother of another six or seven children.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I mean, I think Supervisor, ex-Board President Matt Gonzalez says, before you're...
Board President
Matt Gonzalez said, before you're elected, you're unqualified, and as soon as you're elected, you're qualified, and that's true.
No, that's not true.
Well,
he may say that, but that's not true.
Well, I think it's true.
Being elected doesn't make you qualified to do anything except to serve pursuant to the directions of the people, and whether or not you ultimately master, let's say, the issues involving the Greens, the issues involving health, the issues involving education, it depends. The same way it did for your business. You are not qualified, allegedly. You became qualified as you proceeded to run your business.
Well, people go into Congress without having any legislative experience, and actually, I do have legislative experience. I worked with Tom Amiano to create the rent legislation when all of the dance companies and businesses were being forced out of the town during the dot-com boom. I mastered legislation with Amiano's office, and he got the first 11-0 vote on the board, which allowed for the city to provide money for different organizations who were being kicked out of their buildings. It was called the rent subsidy legislation. And actually made a huge difference in ushering in a progressive board of supervisors, which I'm sure you remember because you were there.
Horrible collection of people.
Oh, I wouldn't say that at all.
Oh, I would say that. I signed that legislation, but when people become so singularly centered on only their issues, they lose the fact that you represent the entire city.
And what
you represent the entire area. You don't represent just your own little narrow issue.
Well, I would say that the majority of voters in San Francisco would like to see the impeachment of George Bush. They'd like us to see to get the troops out of Iraq, and they wish that our
those are your two issues.
I can keep going, and I'm also very distressed that Congress hasn't done anything about the perils of global warming. They've known the polar ice caps have been melting for the last 10 years, and there hasn't been any legislation whatsoever. They provided zero leadership on the issues of global warming, and we all know that sitting here because they're all machinating right now all over the place trying to make a difference.
Our guest is Chrissy Kiefer. She's the Green Party candidate for the 8th Congressional District here in California, or D8, and she's challenging Nancy Pelosi. And is there a Republican running?
Yeah, D'Annunzio's running, and he and I actually sat together on Steve Zeltzer's show, and all three of us, myself, Philip Berg, and Mike D'Annunzio, called for Nancy Pelosi to come home and do a debate. She hasn't done a debate
Mike
in 20
D'Annunzio
years.
Mike D'Annunzio is the Republican candidate.
Yeah.
And who's the other one?
Philip Berg from the Libertarian. He's a Libertarian.
Libertarian.
Yeah.
And so those are your issues.
My issues.
Global warming.
Yeah.
The war in Iraq.
Yeah, and impeachment of the president.
And impeachment of the president.
Yeah.
Don't you think that Nancy Pelosi is doing a good service as being House leader of the minority party?
No, I actually think the middle of the road Democratic Party is one of the biggest impediments to social change right now. I really believe that we should stop coalescing around the most pathetic kind of values, and people should be standing up long and hard against torture. For example, we've let this thing go on and on. We have the most hideous kind of news. That war in Iraq is a travesty for the peoples of the world. We all know it. And Nancy Pelosi has voted for every single war appropriations to the point where we've spent $500 billion in Iraq with nothing to show for it except for the devastation of that entire country and the death of 2,600 soldiers. And we should get out in the next 6 months. We should get out. She hasn't led around that at all. Woolsey has led around that. Barbara Lee's led around that.
Okay, so you're for pulling the troops out in 6 months?
Yes. Over the next 6 months, we should start now and try to get out over the next 6 months, absolutely.
But you have no other program. You don't say, hey, we're coming home tomorrow.
We can't come home tomorrow. It takes 6 months to pack up all that equipment.
Why don't we leave it?
Huh?
Why don't we leave it?
Well, because probably half of it's toxic with radiation poisoning. I mean, we all know what's going on with uranium.
That means we really should leave it.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I don't really believe those are your real politics anyway. I think you're actually more progressive than that.
Chrissy Kiefer,
I don't call myself a progressive. I call myself a person who's interested in solving problems that affect the lives of people.
Uh-huh.
You may label it a progressive. You may label it liberal. You may label it whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm strictly, I don't run under a banner as such. No.
Okay.
I think it's a waste of time to be talking banner, because you don't serve under a banner. When you hold public office, when you have to cast a vote on whether or not universal health care will be applied, no one asks whether or not you're green, Democrat, progressive, or liberal. They ask whether or not you're for that issue.
Well, I think San Francisco are some of the most forward-thinking voters in the United States. Our area, particularly San Francisco, along with Oakland and Berkeley, lay claim to some of the greatest social change movements in this country, including the Black Panther Party, the Longshoremen, the Beat Poets. I mean, we can go on and on about what has come out of the Bay Area, and I think we are all proud to hold on to the progressive mantle. So I don't know how you characterize yourself right now, but I think that San Francisco has always had a rallying cry for peace and justice, and that we want to drive a wedge between us and the Bush administration, which is one of the most hideous governments that this United States has ever seen.
But I think you can do that without being burdened in your own mind with trying to prove you're progressive. If you spend time trying to prove you're progressive, you're going to forget things like global warming. You have to go do that job and let people describe you, not you describe it yourself under the banner of progressives. To be an advocate for the Beat Poets, for an example, to be a part of what Harry Bridges was about, to be a part of, let's say, elevating the opportunity for gays and lesbians to participate, being part of what Martin Luther King Jr. advocated with reference to human rights and civil rights. You don't have to say, hey, I'm doing it because I'm a progressive. I'm doing it because those things are right.
Well, I agree with that, so we're sort of just splitting hairs on words.
Absolutely,
right now.
But when people run, you've got to be a progressive, you sometimes become burdened with somebody else defining, a group of people, a central committee defining what you're supposed to do. You ought to perform your services and let the world describe you any way the world wishes.
We're not about labels here.
Not at all.
We're not
even
labels.
Close.
Chrissy Kiefer is our guest. Chrissy Kiefer KieferForCongress.com. It's 8:14 in the morning. What's going on, John? What are we going to do?
I think we should continue our discussion with her. Let's take some calls at 866-960-KQKE.
I bet you people want to talk to you.
If you're green, if you have a competing opinion.
Yeah.
If you're libertarian.
No labels here.
No labels. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It's 8:14. Let's check Bay Area traffic at the moment. Not very good in the East Bay. Problems on 242 and Highway 4 westbound, 680 southbound down to the 24 interchange. A whole series of accidents has it real bunched up. And we have a new multi-car crash. There's some great news. It's just after Willow Pass Road. And it's on westbound 480 eastbound before El Portal. Stall blocking the carpool lane. Then it got hit by another car. And it's a mess through there. And Bart running on time. And a new problem in Martinez, 680 southbound and from Waterfront down to the 24 interchange. That whole stretch is just rough this morning. We'll keep you updated quickly as we can. You can check real-time local traffic anytime, too, at our website. Just go to quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are you a small business owner and need help getting people to your doors? Are you a nonprofit who can use some marketing help for a discounted price? At Vertical Response, email marketing is made simple. Vertical Response can grow your business with affordable email and direct mail marketing tools. Whether it's making sure your client opens that email, postcard, or newsletter, Vertical Response can help you. Call now to receive a free trial with no contracts or monthly fees. Visit GetVertical.com to sign up now. That's GetVertical.com.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against this disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to Cure Breast Cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Register today
at walkforhope.org.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake. Check out The Randy Rhoads Show and our upgraded program schedule at QuakeRadio.com.
Every afternoon is part of our new fall lineup. Randy Rhoads, part of our new fall lineup. She's on 3 to 6 every afternoon. Big Eddie Schultz, live, noon to 3. Al Franken, live, 10 to noon. We're pretty excited. The vibe in the building is strong today. We have a new and upgraded Quake, and we'd like you to check it out and let us know what you think about it. By the way, Tom Hartman is a regular on this radio station now, 7 to 10 p.m. every night. The full schedule at QuakeRadio.com. Chrissy Kiefer, she's running for Congress, Nancy Pelosi's seat in the 8th District, and she joins us here at the Hotel Vitale, and you're welcome to come by, too, at the corner of Mission and the Embarcadero. Let's take a phone call. This is Rich in San Francisco. Rich, you're on with Chrissy Kiefer and Will and Willie on the Quake.
Good morning to you. And let me first say, Willie, thank you so much for your political acumen. And, Will, thank you so much for your passion on the progressive movement. I wanted to reiterate Willie's articulation of the essential quandary that we face, and that is, to the extent that we agree on things, to the extent that we can all come together and get behind something, we have to check our egos. We have to check some of the nuances in our belief systems. And then to the extent that we stand for our individual belief systems, to the extent that we divide our energies, we become ineffective. So the quandary is, if we're going to be progressive that stand for something, right, we have to come together about certain things.
Ms. Kiefer?
Well, that wasn't actually specific enough for me to really understand. But, like, for example, Nancy Pelosi voted for the Patriot Act. Now, do we say, well, we need to come together and all rally around the Patriot Act, or do we want our elected leaders out of San Francisco to vote against the Patriot Act?
But you do know that the Patriot Act was kind of a knee-jerk reaction right after 9/11, when everybody got hit, and everybody in the country felt that way. A chance to revisit it now would be great if we could create the climate where she would feel comfortable, where our leaders would feel comfortable. It has to come from the people. Right?
Well, that's what we're doing. That's why we're running, is we're trying to push the leadership to have a different view on how they should be responding to the president. Clearly, the president over and over says, you're either with us or you're against us. You're either on the ship that I'm moving on, or you're anti-American. And what we're saying is dissent is necessary in order to have a democracy, that you have to shake. And as somebody said this morning, you have to force your leadership, your elected officials, to do the right thing, and clearly we saw a complete collapse in the Congress over the last 8 years.
But this is San Francisco. You're selling blankets to Eskimos here. I mean, you know, we know that we have to doubt the president, that we have to challenge the president.
And that's what we're saying,
we're in a position with Nancy Pelosi to have a certain amount of leverage in Congress. I mean, through her, through your campaign, let's say you don't win. Do you think that you can pull her to the left? Do you think that you can drag her a little bit more into the progressive? Would that be your major goal or your aim of your candidacy?
Well, sure. My goal of my life is to move people as one great, you know, throbbing aspiration for social justice. Absolutely. That is the goal of, that's why that, that's
throbbing
my
aspiration for, I've never
social
heard it put that
justice
way.
Yes, I would like to see things very different from the way they are. I would like to see economic justice in the African American community, of which they've never been able to get in the history of the United States. There's lots and lots of unfinished business from the 60s, you know. I'd like to see women have a full participation in the government. There's, you know, the Board of Supervisors, for example, is mostly men. I mean, you've got all kinds of problems that still exist. The prison industrial complex, for example, is a hideous scar on our democracy. So yeah, I feel like our elected leadership should be doing a much, much better job.
And Chrissy, at the end of the day, is it not necessary, however, in this democracy for people to build a consensus? And that means that you've got to figure out how to bring the people from the red section of our society to the blue section or someplace close to the blue section, and you don't always get them over there totally blue.
Well, I think
so. How do you propose to modify your conduct in case you get to Congress in order to get a majority vote on any of your advocacy?
Well, first, I'd just like to say that half of the people that are registered that are able to vote don't vote in the United States. That is a severe problem, and that's a reflection of the corruption all over the spectrum, okay? If half of the
I think they should be shot.
Well, that's your opinion again. There you go again.
Vote or die.
No. That's him this time. You were on my case about toxic. Now get on him on an equal basis.
Vote or die.
It's
there
the 23 at 960 The Quake. Our guest is Chrissy Kiefer. She's running for Nancy Pelosi's seat in the Congress. We have an email paraphrasing from Chick Deluxe. She says, how would Chrissy have the time and staff to focus on a far wider span of issues? And I think what she's asking is, you're going to be against 40-some-odd red states representatives when you get in there, pretty strong in your positions. To expound on what Willie said, how are you going to get anything done?
Well, I'll have to see what the land is like when I get there. I think I would probably be one of the lower, I would be a freshman in Congress, so it would take a while for me to, you know, meet the players and rally my ideas, you know, and try to build consensus, as Mr. Brown just said. But I'm confident that I have the power of persuasion and would be able to make a difference in, you know, whatever. And I'm not looking for a miracle once I get there, but I think it would... Let's face it, if I beat Pelosi, it'll be the biggest upset in American history politics. If a dance icon from San Francisco beat Nancy Pelosi, we're talking about a real international drama.
A candid candidate.
Yes. Let's talk about it. Yeah. Come on, this is for real. We don't have much time. I have a 14-year-old. The polar ice caps are melting. We've got severe problems that have not been addressed.
Wait, back up for a second. You equate a 14-year-old and a polar ice caps in the same
way? No, I care about her future.
I understand, but I mean, care
about her future.
Oh, I thought she was causing the problem.
Yeah, I thought she was.
Well, part of the problem, you know, the United States people consume 47% of the world's resources. That's another problem that we've got to deal with. You know, we're going to be facing peak oil. Where's the problems about that? There's going to be a lot of forced migration because of the polar ice caps. Our elected officials, none of them, are looking at the real problems and trying to deal with them for real.
Aren't you shooting arrows at the sun, though?
Well, is the greatest people in the world shot arrows at the sun.
All right. She's put it out there. Arrows at the sun. More space debris.
Chrissy Kiefer is our guest here at 960 The Quake. It is 8:26 a.m. If you have anything you want to ask her, you can call us at 866-960-5753. What's happening with the dance troupe while you're out candidating?
Well, I'm actually choreographing. I have a political dance festival.
So you're kind of like Lieberman,
November,
who ran for vice president and senate at the same time. You're not giving up your day job.
Well, you're not supposed to give up your day job, are you, unless they pay you to give up your day job? I don't know. I think there's all kind of campaign laws about giving up your day job. So I still have a day job. I still oversee Dance Mission, and I'm working on a new piece for the Manifestival for Social Change. It's a 3-week political dance festival.
Cool. Where's that?
In November at 24th and Mission at the theater that I run.
Manifestival?
It's called Manifestival for Social Change. Yeah. I've been doing social change dance, art, and theater for 30 years, so, you know, I've kind of got that one down. And I'm looking for a new career, so I'm heading off to Washington, which I can see with all of your support.
We have a phone call, 960 The Quake. It's 827. And let's talk to Mr. Brown or Ms. Brown. You're on The Quake. Hello.
Yeah, are you going to let Bush off, Chrissy? How about some kind of a law where you can take away the presidential power of pardon? Obviously, this guy is trying to get he and Cheney off. That's what he's pushing Congress for now.
Well, yeah, I think there's a kind of a rumbling that Bush is trying to change the laws on torture so that if there is a Democratic Congress that and they start the impeachment processes or that they start going into his behavior, that he will not be found guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors or breaking the law by torturing people all over the world. We can't even believe this has gone on. So, yeah, I would try to prevent, go in there and try to draft some legislation that would prevent a presidential pardon, these guys from pardoning each other and some of the worst criminals. Real. Let's get real about what this government's done over the last 8 years.
Well, that's part of his military tribunal reform, is that he wants to make it retroactive to what has been done already.
Right.
Which is reprehensible.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, young lady. Great, good luck. Are you having fundraisers? What?
Yeah, I'm doing the whole thing. I've got, you know, 100,000 postcards to pass out, and I'm on.
And they're lovely postcards.
Yeah, my lovely postcard. Yeah. Eric Drucker's artwork. Eric Drucker's a famous artist too.
Everything that Chrissy says is in green, and it's bright, and it's full of life, and everything Nancy Pelosi says is dark and black and shadows and foreboding.
I just wish Nancy Pelosi had the same politics as Barbara Lee or Woolsey or Dennis Kucinich or some of the others who've actually drawn a line between them and the Bush
administration. And if she did, she'd be in the same position they're in.
And what position is that?
Outside looking in.
Yeah, well, whatever. Sometimes being on the inside just makes you corral.
Ms. Kiefer, thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time.
You can find out more about
her at Chrissy Kiefer.
Neutral Corners.
It's Kiefer for Congress. No, it's K-R-I-S-S-Y for
Congress. It's either one.
Kiefer for Congress.com.
We have more emails, and we're going to pick a fight here coming up. We got news to check and traffic as well at 960 The Quake at 829. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. 580 eastbound at Airway. Two-car crash blocks the off-ramp right now due to two early morning SIG alerts. 242, 4 westbound out of Pittsburgh and Antioch. Terrible. 680 southbound down to Walnut Creek and through the 24 interchange. Dreadful. 24 eastbound, just after the 13 off-ramp, is a big rig and another truck. They crashed, and it's blocking the right lane there. Bay Bridge, metering lights on, backup is well into the maze this hour. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Bay Area weather today, real nice. Upper 60s in San Francisco, and no warmer than the low to mid-70s in the Far East Bay. We'll check national headlines then, and more Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming right up. 960 The Quake.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Attention, Bay Area residents. Announcing West Coast Green, the nation's largest residential green building conference and expo, September 28th through 30th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. From carpeting a room to building a whole new residence, you're sure to find something inspiring. Hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as keynote speaker. See over 250 exhibitors of sustainable building materials and services. Talk with green builders in the reverse job fair. For more information, go to westcoastgreen.com. That's westcoastgreen.com.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
Hey, Bay Area, it's Al Franken, part of the new fall season on 960 The Quake. Check out our new program schedule at quakeradio.com. Thank you, Al Franken. He's live on The Quake today, 10 to noon. Big Ed Schultz is live on The Quake today, noon till 3. Randy Rhodes does 3 to 6, and the Tom Hartman program makes its debut tonight from 7 to 10 p.m., the new fall season. We've got a whole new bunch of changes, and you can find out all about it at our website, quakeradio.com. You can call this broadcast at 866-960-KQKE, or you can email us. The contact us link is on our homepage at quakeradio.com. Chick Deluxe One, email. Why does Willie give every Green Party candidate so much crap and such a hard time? He treats people like Nancy Pelosi with kid glove, and then he attacks new candidates. He was once a new candidate, too. Accusing Chrissy of trying to prove she's progressive is BS and just a way to derail the discussion, Willie.
Everybody's entitled to their views, including that misguided person.
Don't sugarcoat it. Tell them how you really feel.
I don't sugarcoat it. Or I don't go easy on anybody. I just simply raise questions, and it's legitimate, I think, totally and completely. This is what we're supposed to be about here as persons who are stirring the pot in order to get the dialogue going on the side of being responsible and responsive, but practical in the process of trying to produce a result. And I just think it's absolutely foolish to constantly be chasing the rainbow of a title. Don't chase the title. Let the title join you by virtue of your performance. That's my comment, and I believe it should be taken in that way.
And it's probably realistic to mention that she faces an extremely tough battle. And
No. She said more than that. She said an impossible.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah. She acknowledged that it's impossible. She said it would be the ultimate in victories if she somehow managed to defeat Nancy Pelosi.
Do you guys think that she's off track on the impeachment thing? I mean, none of us like George Bush. George Bush is not going to be impeached. That's just the fact. It's not going to happen. Barring some explosive
That's not necessarily
revelation.
True. That's not necessarily true.
But okay.
It's definitely not going to happen unless Democrats are in charge of both houses in the 110th Congress. It's not going to happen with just the House. They can file. They can't even file. It's going to be the Senate that files, right?
Well, let me add a component to this. I think that as a practical matter, the word impeached so boomeranged on Republicans when they went after Bill Clinton that the American public is not prepared to be that
much in a condemning mood for any leader like Mr. Bush or Mr. Clinton.
Unless something comes out between now and, of course, 855 days from now.
And just as what would come out would cause the impeachment to be triggered with the possibility of, in fact, sustaining itself, you would bail out just as Nixon did. When Nixon knew
right.
that it was
inevitable
that he was about to be ousted, he did exactly what he should have done, and that was gotten out of Dodge as quickly as possible with a deal that he wasn't going to be prosecuted.
Should be a national holiday, August 4th.
And the same would happen with Mr. Bush. If he thought he was legitimately going to be impeached, and the American people had come to the conclusion that he should be impeached, just as the American people have now come to the conclusion that the war in Iraq is wrong, every politician holding public office or seeking public office, Republicans or Democrats, who seem to have a little bit of smartness about them, even those senators who so embraced him are suddenly backing away from him.
No one's using Bush in their ads.
Mr. Bush,
Democrats.
He can't get anybody to drink coffee with, the poor fellow. Pete's probably wouldn't even serve him. Starbucks still may, but Pete's probably wouldn't serve him just because he's so unacceptable. If he becomes that unacceptable, then he would be impeached ultimately. If not, the word impeach could be a negative and a drawback to the legitimate candidacy of people seeking public office. And if you want to win and take the House back, as you described, that's totally necessary, Will, even to get to the point where the dialogue takes place.
Right.
Then
that's not going to happen.
And the word impeach is literally at the end of the rainbow.
Impeach is also just being impeached means the trial happens.
Correct.
And then because you are impeached, you're removed. It doesn't mean you're removed when you impeach somebody.
No. No, it's not automatic.
Do you think what's going on right now with the torture, the whole military tribunal reform idea that you say the Republicans, the three senators, have compromised on, does that help him by keeping the debate away from Iraq and on his goals of making America more secure? Because there's only, what, 14 days left before they go away and start?
You know, the issue of torture has almost nothing to do with Iraq, except for those few items that have now already been addressed of how the military is treating people.
Yeah.
Correct. All the rest of the torture has to do with arresting people for suspected terrorism or being a part of a group and then using those methods by which to extract from them additional information. And that's where that is. It's totally different. And I do believe, Will, that one would have to answer, yes, it does divert the debate from Iraq.
So it helps him, and it helps all Republicans by keeping the debate away from Iraq.
Well, it certainly makes it unnecessary. Yeah, it makes it unnecessary to have to constantly talk about Iraq. If you are in a position where you are signing on with Graham, Warner, and McCain, and you said, hey, I'm disagreeing with the administration, so don't tell me, Mr. Democrat, how I'm lockstep with everything the administration wishes to do, then you don't get to discuss the war in Iraq. You're constantly talking about how you differ from what the administration's views happens to be on this issue. And it just clouds the judgment of the voters, in my opinion.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens between. They got, 13 days before they go on vacation, go back to campaign, go back to their home districts?
Yes. And you know, that was the 29th or the 30th, I think, they're scheduled to exit Washington, D.C.
And today's the 18th, yeah.
For parts unknown, yes. Parts unknown. That means their own district.
Yeah.
And in many cases, according to Chrissy,
yeah.
Can you imagine requesting Nancy Pelosi to debate with the Libertarian
and the Green,
and the Republican?
I mean,
Nancy Pelosi's got to say, "Hey, wait a minute! You know, that's like booking me with Curly Moly and."
I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
They're going to schedule that debate on the 12th of never.
Yeah.
That's when that's going to happen.
Or at least it'll be the day after the election.
Yeah. 8:41 at 9:60, the Quake. Okay, so the Democrats take control of the Congress. They take control of the Senate. Is it wise? Now, George Bush, fair and square, stole two elections from the American people.
Fair and square.
Now he's duly elected. Do you feel that it would be a bad thing that every time we get a new president, the opposing party thinks they need to impeach him? Follow me? So well, Republicans take back to Congress
payback.
And they
some
go,
of it would be payback.
President Clinton, Hillary, let's just impeach her because they'll all get in line.
Oh, they'll
and
call
they'll
for
all
it
raise their hands and go, immediately, get her
oh,
up.
But they will call for it immediately.
Okay, that's terrible politics.
I mean, there's
though.
Bob Barr who called for Clinton's impeachment on January 21st, 1993. I mean, the first day that he was inaugurated, there was already one guy calling for his impeachment.
So dueling impeachments does not serve our country well.
Doesn't, but it's the face of the new politics. At least on that side, and the Democrats got to fight fire with fire.
Well, I'm very sensitive to firing politicians who have been duly elected. You know, that's capital punishment when you think in terms of... And if you don't
talk
believe
to Gray
it...
Davis, yeah.
Recall.
Yeah.
Recall. That should not be in our operations.
No, we have a recall. It's called re-election.
That's right. You submit your name, you get elected. And it, he only beat his opponent by 3 or 4 or 5 points. The last time around, so it was clear that leaving Gray Davis in the position he was in, we would, as Democrats, be struggling today to hold on to both houses of the legislature and the statewide offices if Gray Davis was in charge of the state of California.
Because
his numbers would have eroded like Mr. Bush's.
And they would have had something to fight against.
Absolutely. They would have an object.
Leader. So by putting Schwarzenegger in there has actually solidified the Democratic majority in the legislature.
Gives them the potential, as Matirin Ross says this morning, for another 4 years, whereas they would not have, you know, they would not have that shot. And it's just too bad.
See, that's one of the problems with liberals.
You know, progressives
never,
or liberals.
Well, no, we're never willing to compromise. Conservatives can always find room, you know, for common ground. Well, I think your facts are specious and your argument's out of line. There's more money in it for you. You have swayed me with your reasoned argument. You know, there's nothing that you can get the liberals to agree on because their only currency is the truth. And they have the truth.
As defined by them.
Yes, and they are not willing to compromise the truth. You can't compromise purity. 99.994% pure is still not pure. I mean, it's the whole, I bet you Kiefer was a Nader voter. And I bet you she would have been in Florida in 2000.
And she would not have seen the wisdom of letting Al Gore win?
And she wouldn't, no, it wouldn't have mattered to her. You know, because you can't...
Because he's not pure enough.
You can't compromise your principles, that's right.
It's 844 at 960, the Quake coming up in a couple of minutes. What would Willie do? Normally, we ask Willie the question, but we'd like you to ask Willie a question. Give us a call, 866-960-KQKE, whatever is on your mind. Willie's a big boy, he'll take you on, that's coming up next. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 the Quake. It's traffic time at 960. The Quake at 844. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Back up to the maze. There's a stall in the center lane just after the Toll Plaza. It just adds to the misery. Due to two early morning SIG alerts, 242 is dreadful this morning. 4 westbound, not very good. 680 southbound from Martinez all the way to the 24 interchange of Walnut Creek is going to be stop and slow and more stop. 24 eastbound, just after the Highway 13 off-ramp. A big rig and another truck blocking the right lane. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit QuakeRadio.com.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Did you know heat can cause illness and even be fatal to those who work in it? For prevention of heat illness, drink 1 quart of water per hour, avoid drinks that contain sugar, caffeine, or alcohol, and take rest breaks in a shady area. Recognize the symptoms of heat illness, such as dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and a lack of thirst. If you do get sick, tell your employer and seek medical attention immediately. To learn more, visit www.dir.ca.gov. Know your rights. This is a Cal OSHA worker safety message.
This is Big Ed Schultz. Catch me Monday mornings with Will Durst and Willie Brown. And now live in the Bay Area on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
It's 848 at 960 The Quake, and it's time for What Would Willie Do? The Quake. We're letting you ask the question today at 866-960-KQKE. Willie, say hello to Sam from Santa Clara. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Willie.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Good. Picture you're standing in the mirror deciding what hat to wear. The big quake hits, and at the same time, because the big quake hits, Arnold's with GW in Washington, and Washington gets attacked with anthrax. What do you do, Willie?
Washington is attacked with anthrax?
Yes, because it's triggered by the quake, right?
I see. And then there's a quake in California, I take it.
Right. First the quake hits.
And our governor, and you said our governor is stashed in D.C.?
Correct.
Well, either Lieutenant Governor McClintock or Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi would be in charge of this state. I would highly recommend that they immediately go to someone who's experienced in handling these matters, i.e., there's only one person I know at this moment, and that, of course, would be young Mr. Agnos. He handled the 1989 quake here in San Francisco. There was almost nobody in charge of the quake that occurred down in Southern California in the middle 90s, but he got great marks. He, Mr. Agnos, got great marks. So I'd say, I would turn immediately and say, I want Homeland Security to handle this matter, but I want Agnos to be the face and the authority for Homeland Security. He has the best experience, the best advice, and he obviously had the best results and got the best results because San Francisco in the Bay Area was restored fairly quickly in terms of its respect for the integrity of the system and for the infrastructure. That's what I would do as it relates to the quake in the state if I'm either Garamendi or McClintock, whichever one wins this fall.
How's Homeland Security in California? Are they ready for it?
Well, you can never tell about Homeland Security. I would hate to think that they would show up here with a whole group of, let's say we were displaced temporarily for home purposes, as was the case in the 06 quake, and people lived in tents out in Golden Gate Park. I would hate to think that Homeland Security would figure out where to locate the trailers and then drive many of us who, let's say, are renters into those trailers and leave us there, because you'd see Greg Palast showing up with a camera for the purpose of recording our existence and our existence
in a trailer camp in Richmond.
In a trailer? No, they probably put us in Petaluma. They wouldn't put us close enough. They put us in Petaluma.
Yeah, but I was saying Richmond has refineries.
I know,
yeah.
Richmond has a refinery. But they would, no. San Franciscans would go to Petaluma.
Or Benicia.
Benicia. Believe me, there's already room in Benicia. You could put us on those mothballed.
Yo, the ghost fleet.
That's right, the ghost fleet is there. So you could just activate the ghost fleet, hook them all up to one system of power. And so
we could have different tribes. Different tribes could take over different ships. Like all the comedians would take over one ship, and we'd outfit it and make it look, you know, be comedic. And all the politicians could take over another ship.
I think there would be a greater debate about governance among the comedians than there would be among normal people. I've watched
normal
now.
People? What do you mean? Comedians among normal people? What are you drawing a distinction there?
You think they are?
Comedians are normal people.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay, well.
If you prick me, do I not bleed?
I would guess not. You don't appear to have an ounce of blood in you, Will. I mean, you scream and jump up and down.
No,
I'm fine. You don't like the idea that you get stuck in traffic like John did this morning?
Oh, my God. I mean, Friday was a nightmare. I don't understand. And I salute you people who do that every day. You have greater gumption than I do. I can never do that. I would go crazy. I would.
Well, they could always live in the camp in Petaluma.
Well, no,
in the trailer park in Petaluma.
San Francisco's OESG.
You just like Petaluma, don't you?
Petaluma.
Anne-Marie Conroy and Mayor Newsom announced recently they've spotted 85 different sites from Davie Symphony Hall to Golden Gate Park as places that will be places of refuge if there's a whopper earthquake.
Places of interest.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do in every jurisdiction. You're supposed to have something designated as to where people can go in case they are rendered homeless or aren't able to occupy their own premises. And you need that many different sites because invariably some of those sites are going to be compromised or they're going to be overcrowded. And I would guess that if you quickly go online, but only if you have wireless capacity, and apparently in San Francisco, there has been a hold put on wireless capacity because the business of transferring to wireless capacity has run into bureaucracy in this city.
What are you talking about?
The bureaucracy in this city, the noble idea that Google and the mayor signed on
to
several
Google
months
and
ago.
Yahoo. We're
Google,
going to be wireless for the
yeah,
entire
well,
city.
Yeah, well, Google over the weekend said every time they go to a meeting, they go back beyond the starting point with the people who are negotiating for the city. You've got to know that the people who are negotiating for the city are still into wire, and they aren't about to go wireless easily. And so they are establishing all kinds of barriers, according to the Google person, that will bar us from being wired in a way in which access will be there without the need for wire. Wireless wired, so to speak, and that's just a reality. These bureaucrats do that to you, so I can see it now.
I'm confused.
Well, you are confused because Google wishes to make this city
wireless,
and apparently the bureaucrats are being difficult in their
I'm shocked. Red tape?
Agency, yes,
red tape?
In their agency decision making, and so much so that Google says that we are further behind.
Now Google's claiming that they're beholden to somebody. That
no,
they are carrying
Google
water
just,
for some other interest.
Google doesn't know.
Oh.
They just don't. And what Google is unaware of is if I'm already in place, we're not going to change the rules because, after all, I've established my turf and my authority and my judgment by the current rules, and so I'm not going to change. very easily, because I'll have to learn a new way to do things. And I don't want to learn a new way because I may not be as efficient at the new way as I was at the old way. And so let me retire peacefully, and then you can do something new.
You can do whatever you want when I'm gone.
You can do something new. That's why I left politics. I didn't want to keep doing it my way. So I got out of there as quickly as possible. So these newcomers, like Mayor Newsom, Mayor Villaraigosa, Mayor Dellums, well, people like that can chart a new course and a new path that hopefully will lead us into the next century of exploration.
We're going to sweep away the debris of yesterday and build on the solid foundation of tomorrow.
And what did Ms. Kiefer say? Something about the aspirations enormously coming forward with the liberation for peace and power.
She wants to get rid of global warming and the war in Iraq, and I think she wants to hold hands and change and stop the war through interpretive dance. I'm not really sure. She's shooting arrows at the sun, is how I put it.
And you heard me say where those arrows would go.
Straight into my butt because I'm looking at the ground for spare change. We're going to recalibrate those minesweepers this week for spare change.
Near me.
Yeah.
I saw there's never any spare change in the three corns of the fountain. You ever been to that fountain?
No. The
Tivoli.
Yeah, the Tivoli Fountain?
Yeah, over in Rome.
Trabisi.
Is it Trabisi?
Yeah, I think it's Trabisi, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, it's there, and it has all the corns in it. And
you can't go in there in your shorts and roll your pants up?
Oh, no, no, you can go diving.
Yeah, I imagine church that gets its money, that's a donation.
Oh, speaking of the church, did you see where the Pope's in trouble with the...
Oh, yes, some Muslims.
Yes, he's in trouble with Muslims for what he said.
And he was just quoting. He was just quoting
something previously written hundreds of years ago. And now they're saying, your apology is not enough. When the Pope's apology, the representative of the Lord, is not enough. I mean, who do they think they are? Willie Brown?
More of Willie Brown and Will Durst coming up in just a few minutes. We'll get news at the top of the hour. And then Big Ed Schultz will join us at 9:05. He is live on The Quake today. And he joins Will and Willie every Monday morning. But he's got a new time. We're excited to have him. Also, there's a floating pig floating around. That's not a fan of the president.
Of course
we'll get to that, too. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribbles. Scary moments at the U.S. Capitol today. CNN's Lisa Goddard tells us an armed man broke through security and got into the building.
Jim, the intruder crashed his SUV at the construction site on the east side of the Capitol. That's the side facing the Supreme Court. Then he ran up the center Capitol steps, inside, and then down at least three flights of steps. After that, he still zigzagged through winding hallways until he was brought down on the other side of the building, the part overlooking the National Mall.